Hello and Happy New Year to you. This is Jenny from JennyHK.com. Passionate about helping you create the income streams that fit around your lifestyle priorities. Now, today I'm absolutely delighted to kick off 2011 with a very special guest. She is an inspiration and living proof that you can successfully create a business when you have other pressing priorities. Now, the person I'm talking about has three young, beautiful children. She is a mumpreneur, a coach, an author, and a speaker. And I'm talking about Mel McGee. She is the founder of supermummy.com. And welcome, Mel.
Hi, Jenny. Lovely to talk to you today.
Hi, Mel. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited about this year, actually. Since I started my business, this year has to be the most excited I've been, actually. It's all been sort of accumulating to this point. And so it's a really good start to the year, good feeling.
Fantastic. You know, that's so good to hear. So many people out there are talking about how tough it is and everything else. So it's really nice to kind of hear you say that and, you know, inject a bit of positivity into the economy, because, you know, that's what's needed at the moment. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think actually being in the position that I'm in, a sort of solo entrepreneur who, you know, I haven't got big expenses involved with my business. You know, I'm not leasing premises. I'm not, even though I have people to support me, they're not employees. So I think actually when you're a small business, and what I mean by that is not necessarily small thinking, because, you know, I do have big plans and big visions, but if you keep it very lean, it's, you know, that's the way to go. I think with the way the economy is that's the way to make a business work from home, is keep your costs so low that, you know, it's you're sort of too small to go out of business, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely get that, and it's a very good point. So now, Mel, I contacted you, really, I've been following what you've been doing, and I've had the pleasure of hearing you speak at a conference recently. It was the Mumpreneurs Conference in Brighton.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
And it just kind of struck me that, you know, you're really someone that molded your business and started your business to fit your circumstances rather than being constrained by circumstances. And I think, you know, that's a real mindset thing. You know, you've got three young children. How old are your children, by the way?
My eldest is 8, so that the age ranges are 8, 5, and 3. So yeah, they're still, you know, the little one, he's only just turned 3. So, and I only started my business just about 3 years ago when he was a newborn. So,
wow. I mean, that's not a walk in the park. I mean, I've got two small children, and that's definitely enough for me. But, you know, for many people out there, and, you know, many mums out there, they really do feel that it's not possible to do both. And you've really proved that wrong. So can you give us a little bit of an insight into what you were doing kind of pre-Supermummy, even pre-kids, and what that tipping point was for you to go ahead and set up Supermummy?
Yeah.
And like you said, it was 3 years ago. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, well, let me take you, I mean, depends how far back you want to go, Jenny, because it seems like another lifetime ago now, but once upon a time, I was actually cabin crew for Japan Airlines.
Oh, wow.
I do speak some Japanese. But the reason I mention that is that I think actually a lot of experiences in my life have led me to develop a mindset that helps you as an entrepreneur. So, you know, I was living a life of freedom and flexibility, and, you know, I had such an open mind from all the travel I was doing and the countries I was visiting and learning other languages. And also working for a Japanese company was an education in itself, because they're so disciplined and so so different, I found, yeah, from working, you know, in the UK. So that, I think that was quite a significant experience for me, which, you know, I draw on a lot of experiences I went through doing that kind of job and the, having that lifestyle, that, that very, you know, non-routine kind of life to what I do now. But actually, the turning point for me was when I was actually doing corporate. I had a corporate job, started out in sales and marketing, and one of my real strengths is sort of, you know, people skills. So I was really good in the sales and marketing. I loved the job. I was a top performer. So I never really thought about starting my own business at that point because I sort of had everything I wanted. It was a great job, good salary, company car, la-di-da, everything was super. And then I became a mum.
And then it all changed.
So, yeah. And also sort of in the background as well, my husband's in the forces, so he was away a lot, which was fine when we were, you know, going out and newlyweds because I had my own life going on. But when we became a family, things just shifted massively for me, and work represented something different to what it had previously, although I still loved to work. You know, I still wanted to work. I still loved to have my own interests and certainly my own money as well. So that was the start of it, really. But actually what happened was, even though I was quite miserable at going back to full-time work after my first baby, I actually went back and got a promotion rather than, you know, go back and take part-time and try and downsize everything. I did the opposite. I went back and I took on a promotion.
I became in the position
that I thought, how did I create this for myself? You know, why did I do this? I had this super promotion, but actually that meant that I was now on the road a lot more. I was a regional sales trainer and performance coach, so I was out working with the sales force on the road a lot. So I was actually seeing my daughter a lot less than I was when, you know, if I had gone back to my original position. So So anyway, I ended up, baby number two was on the way. So I ended up with a second maternity leave. And I think I'd just been on this kind of treadmill,
yeah,
really for 3 years, because Amy, my eldest, was three when Emily came along. So it was when I had the second maternity leave and I really had the time and space to think about what was work going to be like for me from this point on. And I just immersed myself in learning about business and what, you know, what businesses could I take on. And, you know, like a lot of mums out there, I went through them all. I looked at party plan, I looked at, starting my own shop or something in my local area. But I just kept coming back to, you know, what I love doing. And this is a advice for anyone out there. Just stick with what you love to do, what you're already skilled at, what you feel passionate about. People say it all the time, but it's so true, because you've got to love what you do. You've got to be interested in it. So I just kept coming back to the skills that I genuinely loved, which was helping people with their performance, the training. I loved the training in a group. I was an NLP master. I loved working with NLP because that helps people with their mindset. So what I did was I became a student of online marketing because I decided I was going to set up from home. So I had to leverage technology in a big way to help me do what I wanted to do from home. And what I found was it's very different when you're a solo entrepreneur marketing yourself,
mm-hmm,
and setting yourself up in business. It's so different compared to being an employee, say, even in a marketing department, because you go in, you do your job spec.
Yeah.
You've got other people that are handling admin, your pay, there are all these different departments that are actually supporting what you do in your job. And then when you go out there on your own, you're still using the same skills that you used as an employee, but now you've got to do all this other stuff that other people in other departments did, and you've got to figure out, you know, what is it that you're actually going to offer? What's different about you? How are you going to brand your business? How are you going to market it? You know, so that's what I had to go through, and that's what I really like to help mums with now, is that whole area of using skills that they've already got, in that they've had in their career, their skills and experience, their expertise, passion, something that they're really passionate about, and being able to take all that and position themselves and promote themselves so they can run a business from home, and more importantly, package up what all this, you know, skill and expertise they've got, package it up in different ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes doing it online, but not primarily online. You know, let's not forget that online is just a tool for us to be able to do what we do. We've still actually got, you know, fundamentally, you've still got a business behind it. So I don't recommend that people do things 100% online, particularly if they are the person behind the business, which is why I do things like speak at the Business Mums event. You know, I like to, and this year I'll be running my own event. So, and the books, you know, all that, those are offline strategies for promoting yourself as well. And of course, networking meetings. So mm-hmm. it's a way of combining what you can do offline and backing that up with having an online, you know, doing the business, i.e. taking the money and doing your promotion and everything through a website rather than yep. business premises. So that's how it's all developed, and it's sort of growing arms and legs now, and I'm getting more involved in sort of partnerships with other people, and it's all really gaining momentum and getting more and more exciting. So
that's fantastic. And just touching on what you said there about, you know, the online offline distinction. You know, I think certainly a lot of women that I talk to, you know, you start, you know, you mention the word kind of online business and they sort of freeze up because they have this fear around, you know, technology and
yeah.
you know, how difficult it's going to be. And mm-hmm. certainly, you know, I've been going through that process, as you know, Mel. mm-hmm. And it is challenging, but it's not insurmountable, is it? I mean, it is something that just takes time and persistence to learn.
Yes,
and you have to do it. That is part of the economy, you know, the business economy that we live in, is you have to have a presence really online.
Absolutely.
And, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of your journey of learning the technology, I mean, how did you find that? Were you particularly technically minded beforehand?
Not at all. No, I had a laptop with my job, and we had a computer here at home, but it was it was the kind of general domestic use that everybody will be familiar with. I was not a web designer. I knew nothing about HTML, and I still don't. I know a little bit about HTML, and you know, I'm certainly a lot more clued up. But what I've discovered the hard way, because I started off by paying a web designer to design my first website, which, guess what, I don't use anymore. It's not it wasn't the sort of site that I needed as an internet marketer. It was, you know, the kind of website that's just a brochure online. You know, it didn't function in the way it should, as in, you know, taking leads for me and being dynamic. So I, you know, that was money down the drain, but a lesson learned that you don't necessarily have to go out and spend thousands with a web designer on some all singing, all dancing website to start with. You can actually just get started with a very simple blog and a Facebook page. You know, you don't need this whiz-bang website to promote yourself online. Obviously, if you're going to be going down the online shop route, where, you know, you're going to be stocking hundreds of products through a website, then, you know, that's not my area. That's not really an area that I'm comfortable with, because I just haven't studied that. I've got no experience with it. I don't help people with that necessarily. Mm-hmm. This is more, you know, somebody with skills that they need a website to promote the what they do, products and services that they offer.
Transferring their expertise and knowledge.
Absolutely. So going back to the website thing, Jenny, you don't have to do everything yourself. This is the thing. Yes, when you start out in business, you're going to be answering your phone. You're going to be promoting yourself. You're going to have to do your accounts, you know, until you get turning over and rolling. Then you can start getting the support in. But you can get website design done very reasonably now through online outsourcing websites, Elance, Scriptlance. There are people from all over the world that, you know, will knock up a fantastic looking website with everything you need it to do, which is, you know, that again, that's what I can help mums to understand what their website needs to do.
Yeah.
You can get that made, created, very reasonable cost. So you don't, the message I'm saying is you don't have to know this stuff. You just have to know who you can delegate it to. And they'll probably do a much better job anyway at a much quicker time than you ever could if you're sitting there trying to learn coding and
et cetera.
But then, yes, there's going to be a bit of trial and error. For example, I think I was telling you earlier, Jenny, I use webinars now, and I had to sort of familiarize myself with how to set up and manage a webinar. The first, like anything, if you start a new job, you know, if you go out and get a new job, you're going to have some new, that awkward, uncomfortable, you know, learning some new skills phase. And it's the same with setting yourself up as an entrepreneur. You're going to have to go through that awkward, oh God, you know, I don't know how to do this. So guess what? You learn how to do it.
You do it.
And you learn. So the message I'm giving out is don't let it put you off that you don't know how to do things yet, because that it's all part of learning as you go along.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, technology is what's going to help you leverage working from home. There's only so much you can do with the time you've got from home if you're running something around family life. So you've got to use technology to help you with your business if you want it to be available 24/7, which ultimately is what you're doing if you're putting yourself up online. People can access you 24/7. So
Mel, can you just touching on that, just briefly, can you tell us a little more about how you run your day? So you've got the kids and school run and all that kind of stuff. So how do you manage to be both the mum and the successful business owner? Because, you know, it's quite a juggle.
Yeah, I think I really don't want to give the impression that setting up in business is the easy option at all. It certainly isn't. It's got massive benefits compared to going out and getting a job, for example, like the flexibility that you can build into your day, your week, your month, your year. You know, you can do a lot of planning around events like school holidays. You know, if you can anticipate that coming up, you can load your year so that a lot of your money making activities are in the term time, for example, if you've got children in school. So, you know, you've got that flexibility to make decisions around how you want your working day, week and year to pan out. And you've got freedom to make decisions. So if things aren't working out the way you want, if you aren't getting the results you want, you have got the freedom to get out there and, you know, do what needs to be done to change the situation. You're not waiting around for somebody to give you a promotion, for example. You can go out there and double your income if you want. You know, if that's what you want, you can do that. You've got the freedom to do all that. So that's that these are all great benefits, and also there's a whole new world that will open up for you when you become a business owner compared to being an employee. It's not like you're never going to work with people again. You're going to be stuck working on your own, but you're going to find new people to work with. So that, you know, this is all great. And these are all reasons why I've stuck with it, because I like the benefits that outweigh the downside to being a business owner. So basically, the way that I'm able to run my day is, as I mentioned before, is a lot down to technology. So, for example, I've got my websites up, which relate to the certain businesses and what I'm promoting at the time. So they're up and available 24/7. People can find them by various ways. And when people come to my websites, they're highly targeted. So I'm not just getting general traffic. It's, you know, it's highly targeted traffic that's coming to the site.
Yep.
Then I've got a system in place where I can take leads from the website. So I can take names and email addresses from people that are visiting my website. Now, that's just, it's not like, oh, just leave your email name and email address with me. You know, I'm giving them a free training video or some really good information up front that they can go away and use straight away. So that these are all ways that I'm able to put systems in place so that I don't have to sit down and be there at my desk 8 hours a day, for example. I've got a virtual receptionist service that answers a business line. So I'm not worried about, you know, if I'm not at home at my desk and the phone rings, if I'm not there to answer the call, for example. So yeah. Telephone calls are handled. My marketing is kind of handled because I've got the websites and the system in place where I can take sign-ups. And then what happens from that point is people get automated messages, so I'm keeping in contact with them on a regular basis. And then what I'm able to do is load my day so that the hours that I, you know, want to be sat at my desk, that's when I do all the really productive work. You know, I'm not necessarily sat looking through email and you know, messing about on Facebook for a few hours. What I've had to learn to do is be very disciplined about, you know, how I plan the hours in my day. So something like, for example, posting up on Facebook and Twitter, which I agree are important, but they're also very time consuming if you let it get away with you. So though I wouldn't class that as, you know, really important activities, that's something I could do, for example, when the kids are in the background and I've got the laptop open,
yeah,
in the kitchen side top, you know. So basically, the way that I'm able to work things now is so that I can have the children. All of the children are out of the house for 3 days a week. So I'm able to load 80% of my work into those 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other times, like, you know, I may do an evening session with some of my coaching clients. I may do something out of hours. I may be out of the house for a speaking event, for example. Now that's a whole day out of the house, but I've planned that, you know, that yep. I've been able to make that decision. So that's kind of how things work out. So today I'm at my desk till 3 o'clock being productive. But Friday, for example, I'll be with my youngest son, who's three. I'll have him for the day. So but my business will still run.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about it, isn't it? Is that you really are in control if you take control. And it's just learning how to take control with technology and discipline and mindset and, you know, all those things combined, which is essentially what you teach. So, Merle, if people wanted to find out more about what you have to offer, would be the best place for them to go to supermummy.com?
Yeah, sure. Supermummy.com. I'm posting up a free video up there. It's a free training video. So as I said, you can sign up for my free training videos. And then also I've got a coaching program. If mums kind of don't necessarily want to you know, just have the free stuff. They might want to jump in and be guided through, you know, more of a monthly step-by-step guided help with me where they'll get access to me as well. Yeah. That's my Millionaire Mumpreneurs coaching program. That's millionairemumpreneurs.com. So either supermummy.com for, you know, just my general freebie stuff and to find out more about what I do, or to have a look at a training program, then it's the millionairemumpreneurs.com website.
Perfect. Well, I'll put both of those on the information with the podcast as well, so people have got access to that. That's fantastic. So if there was one little piece of advice that you could give quickly for those mums thinking about taking the plunge and setting up a business, what would the one piece of advice be?
I would say that you have got to stop thinking about it and get going, because you can read all the books, you can watch TV programs about it, you can think about it forever, but you won't actually learn how to run a business or how fantastic you could be in business until you're in the game, until you get going and get started. As we've mentioned, using technology, you don't have to put a lot of money up front into getting started. It's probably going to be more of an investment in, you know, yourself. And that's why I think I'm such an advocate for coaching. I mean, I'm working with a fantastic coach at the moment who's based in the States. So if you invest in anything, then I would recommend investing in a business coach to guide you, so that you don't make these, you know, £5,000 mistakes at the start, getting this whiz bang website built that you don't really need. And so that's what I would say, is you've got to get started, stop thinking about it, and just do it.
Just do it. As Nike would say, brilliant. Okay, Mel, thanks very much. I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a very busy, disciplined schedule, and I'm very grateful that you gave me the time today. And I'm sure our listeners will get a lot out of that. So anyone out there, please go to www.supermummy.com or Millionaire Mumpreneurs. Is it Mumpreneurs or Mumpreneur?
Mumpreneurs with an
Mumpreneurs.com. And the details will be on the podcast page as well. So, Mel, thank you. And
thank you, Jenny.
Where's your next event? Do you have the details of any events that you're running?
It will be in May in London. I'm giving you a bit of an exclusive on this, Jenny.
You don't have to tell me.
I haven't even got the web page up yet. It's going to be Mumpreneur Academy. It's going to be a full-on training event rather than a conference with, you know, huge lineup of speakers. This is going to be a training event, because the feedback I've had from every speaking gig I've done is that there just wasn't enough time to go. You know, I like to cover very practical strategies. I like the audience to go away and think, do, you know, go away and say, oh, I've got this, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. I can, armed up with really practical knowledge. So, and the problem with that is it's so hard to fit all that into a 30 or 60 minute presentation. So I'm going to put on a full event where you come along and you'll get all these practical strategies that will get everybody actually working on their business in the room, and go away and apply that. So very excited about that. So great. That's coming up this year.
Okay, well, keep me posted. Maybe we can have you back on just prior to that as well. We can hear a little bit more about it.
Great, Jenny. Lovely talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Belle. Appreciate
bye
it. Bye-bye.